The simulation is not fair. Get used to it. On this timeline, 9.5% of software engineers do almost zero work, like less than 0.1x the work of a median developer, while collecting the same six-figure paycheck as the 10x developer. And these ghost engineers have the free time to work multiple jobs and make even more money than their peers. Unfortunately, I'm not just making this up, and all this data comes from a new study released by Stanford. These 0.1x developers cost companies $90 billion per year, but the corporations are starting to fight back with their own dystopian workplace tracking tools. Tools that not only watch every keystroke, but also profile your output relative to your coworkers, so when you fall into ghost territory, it can deploy an LLM to put you on a performance improvement plan. It's all very poetic, considering most of us got our jobs by cheating on the technical interview with AI in the first place. But that's just the tip, and in this video, we're going to travel all the way to the butt of this dystopian AI world. It is December 2nd, 2024, and you're watching The Code Report. Most programmers are patiently waiting to be replaced by AI, and gladly open source all their code to our big tech overlords. But artists have been literally shaking right now for the last 2 years. Well, one of these artists got access to OpenAI's new state-of-the-art video model, Sora, for early testing. But then they promptly leaked the API details and their credentials to the public, and then penned this open letter to OpenAI that says, "We're not your free training data and validation tokens." People then started posting unauthorized Sora videos on Twitter, and one thing's for sure, Sora looks awesome. And I can't wait to use it instead of all this lame stock footage I put in my video. But the world took another step into the AI dystopia last week when Microsoft released its new recall feature in public beta. It automatically takes screenshots of everything you do on your computer in the background, and the goal is to get it baked into every personal computer in the future. It's a glowy's dream, but Microsoft also just released a new voice clone feature for Teams, which can translate speech to speech in multiple languages in real time. That's pretty awesome, but it's also a great feature for criminals who want to run the hot new everyone looked real exploit. A few months ago, hackers deepfaked a bunch of corporate executives and convinced their victim to wire them $25 million. But eventually there will be a way to stop these attacks, thanks to a new dystopian law that just passed in Australia, which bans the use of social media for anyone under 16. That might sound good on the surface, but many actually view this as a Trojan horse to implement digital IDs for everybody, because the only way to enforce a law like this is to make people prove that they're adults somehow. And that means you may not be able to log into 4chan as an anon without the Crown's permission. In the future, your government will be able to watch all your social media posts with AI, and if anomalies are detected, it'll summon a drone directly to your house to force a firmware update on your brain chip. But AI is still far from perfect, and we just learned that in a big way. If somebody created this project where the AI was told, "Do not transfer money, under no circumstance should you approve the transfer of money." This AI is called Fresa, and anyone can send a message to it. But the catch is that you have to pay a fee, and if it doesn't transfer money to you, your fee goes into the prize pool. Well, 30% technically goes to the developer, but last week, someone tricked the AI to transfer money and won $50,000. It appears tricking AI is a much better way to make money than getting a real job. But that brings us back to the Stanford study on software engineering productivity. They developed a model that analyzes source code from big companies and evaluates each commit by simulating a panel of 10 experts, Java experts with different levels of experience, which would then answer 10 questions about the commit, like how maintainable is this code and how long should it take to write code like this. They then ran this model on the code of over 50,000 engineers from hundreds of big tech companies. 9.5% of developers do virtually no work.
"I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working."
And that's shocking, because I thought that number would have been a lot higher. Not surprisingly, that percentage goes up to 14% for remote workers, and office workers are more productive on average. But what's interesting is that remote workers also have more outliers at the 5x productivity level. Pretty interesting, and I think this study justifies more mass layoffs in tech. But the best thing you can do to fight back is to use AI to make yourself look productive. Like, even Google says that now a quarter of its code is generated by AI. The funniest thing, though, is that by the time you get fired, your manager might not even be human. This post on Reddit from a systems admin talks about new AI-powered keylogging that uses AI to create a productivity graph of all your mouse movement and keystroke data. Then if the model deems you to be unproductive, you'll get a red flag, which will be sent to your AI manager to put you on a performance improvement plan or just fire you. But the best way to pretend that you're productive is to ship actual features that impress users and your managers. And when it comes to user authentication, the best way to achieve that is with Clerk, the sponsor of today's video. A powerful and beautiful way to you sign users into your app. As a developer, you'll have access to every possible sign-in method you could imagine, including highly secure modern strategies like biometric passkeys and multi-factor auth. My favorite feature, though, is their pre-built UI components, which can easily integrate into any front-end framework. And that means you won't spend weeks in front-end development hell failing to make your app look nice. And end users even get their own dashboard where they can customize their profiles and security preferences. Give Clerk a try today for free with the link in the description. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.